monsoon rains, the typhoon, and now landslides hit the Philippines. Christian business leaders find ways to combat human trafficking together, and a new fall television lineup promises a lot of hope. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Filipino rescuers are dealing with deadly landslides now that the floodwaters from Typhoon Usagi are going down. Compassion International's Tim Glenn says they're still in damage assessment mode with the child development centers in Manila.
I don't know if we haven't heard because our people are out in the field helping kids and their families, or if it's because of a power outage or phone lines are down. I have no idea. We've sent a couple of requests in asking for updates, and we just haven't heard anything back from them yet.
Parts of the same region were swamped in August. Compassion has a disaster relief program in place. Glenn says often the local church partners provide emergency shelter.
We believe that the church, when she provides this kind of relief, and she does it in the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus, we are doing exactly what the church was called to do. We're empowering the church to be that place of relief, shelter, of care to the poor and to the hurting.
You can sponsor a child in the Philippines. Click on the banner on our website. Next, a rescue mission is underway for Saeed Abedini, an imprisoned American Christian pastor in Iran. Reverend Patrick Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition, will be leaving Sunday for Turkey to ask for Abedini's release. He's hoping to meet with high-ranking Iranian officials as religious peers rather than a political foe. Pray leaders' hearts would be softened. Pray that they'll be open to the gospel. Prayer vigils are also taking place internationally for Pastor Abedini. Information on that at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. The isolated farm town of Bungoma, Kenya, is full of AIDS orphans and poverty. Amy Norton of Orphan Outreach says Bungoma recently played host to one of their medical mission teams. Many of the 130 kids at Madeline School are AIDS orphans. The medical team cared for each child's needs and created a record for every kid. This way, future medical needs can be addressed effectively.
It was a huge blessing to have this team go in and provide that for the kids, and they rarely get medical care at all. Many of them have skin diseases or issues. They have intestinal issues.
Norton says a majority of the kids need sponsors. Can you help? We'll connect you at our website. Share a prayer for Bungoma's AIDS orphans on our Facebook page.
Sponsorship is so important for us to provide for the daily care for these kids, for food, for paying the teachers, for their educational needs.
Meanwhile, are you a business leader? Your help is needed to fight human trafficking in India. Bright Hope International's C.H. Dyer says they're working with U.S. and Indian business leaders on a sustainable way to support their projects. Earlier this month, the leaders met girls assisted by Bright Hope's anti-human trafficking program.
We went and we visited them. We heard their stories. We surrounded them in prayer. And we wanted these businessmen to get to know and see the faces of the people that they're helping. And it was an emotional day.
Find ways to get involved at our website.
Business people have specific gifts that we want to tie into projects like this.
Want to help right now? Pray God raises up the knowledge and support needed for a profitable business.
That would be an amazing one-minute prayer they could pray right now.
And fall is usually when new TV shows premiere after a long summer of reruns. Well, it's no different in the Middle East. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is working on 5 new television shows between the Lebanon and Egypt studios. Targeting age groups as young as 6, they'll utilize singing, skits, and trivia to teach children about God. Pray for the success of these shows. Visit our website for information on how you can donate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of The Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.